Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. May I please speak to Billy?
This is Billy.
Oh, good morning, Billy. Thank you very much for taking the call. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reductions, Billy, as well how the current economy situation has affected you and your household. So I just wanted to ask you a couple questions and take a couple minutes of your time if it's possible, Billy.
Okay.
Thank you. Let me just go ahead and do this in English. It's going to be in English here.
Yeah.
Is your home a single family home or a townhome or an apartment?
It's a single family home.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. You own the place. Okay. Allow me just one moment, sir. Now, how many upgrade modifications have you been made to your property under roofing upgrades, impact windows, drain upgrades, or structures? Or no upgrades?
We put in windows, storm windows.
Windows,
no
windows, okay.
Windows.
Thank you, sir. Okay, how many years have you been
and
a permanent? Yes, how many years have you been a
permanent resident? 75.
Okay. Thank you very much. Allow me just one moment. Let me ask, how are any or have you or any of those in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, Billy? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Thank God. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado flooding hazards? Do you feel it's extremely or somewhat vulnerable that you are? Okay, let me ask you this. If a zero strength in your home,
yeah,
there,
I feel like there's a chance anytime for a hit of a damn tornado.
Okay, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Is it very certain? Or someone concerned, or you're not certain about it, sir?
I'm concerned.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, sir. And let me ask you this here. On scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5, being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness? How you are prepared for this? Is it from 1 to 5? How you scale yourself?
I'm as prepared as you can get, I guess.
You're prepared, okay. If your home is your home located on a flood or evacuation zone, yes or no?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to a house near your friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible.
As far as possible.
We're almost done on this, okay? Okay, we're almost done on this. Just one moment. Let me just get this here done here. And if in recent years there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners insurance policies, will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no, sir?
No, my mortgage has been paid off. I had to get a lien on the house now.
Okay,
yeah, because I can't be able to afford the homeowner's insurance the way it's going. If it keeps going, I'll be priced out.
Okay, let me ask you this. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about the sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes or no, sir?
No.
Okay. Most of the Florida coastal areas have been very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm or surges. How concerned are you about floodings in your area? Is extremely concerned, moderately,
none,
or somewhat? None. Okay.
None.
Okay. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you? The neighborhood, the schools, crime, the price, walkability, taxes and fee, insurance rate, or flood zone, or proximity to jobs?
Well, I just live right, I built a house right close to where I was born and raised.
Oh, okay. How long have you planned on living on your current address? Is it less than 1 year, or 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or more than 20 years?
How long have I lived here?
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished with this. Could you please tell me your age, Billy?
75.
75. Okay, and we're almost done on this. Okay, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Me and my wife.
Just two people. Okay. Okay, and thank you, sir. Now, you're married, right? That's what it says here. You're married. Okay, why is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? High school, some college, or college graduate? Or graduate degree?
No. College.
College. Thank you, sir. And, okay, now, what language is the most spoken in your home? Will you speak English or here? Okay, let me just put it here. Okay, Billy, I just wanted to say we're already done with your survey here. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your valuable time and patience. Hopefully everything changed and you take care of yourself, okay? You have a great weekend.
Who are you with?
Yes, my name is Richard, what? And I'm with the Florida International University. And we were conducting this quick survey with you just for the residents, just perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reductions. That was the purpose of this. That was the reason I was calling. That was the purpose of this survey, Billy. Okay?
Well, I'm just applying for a grant through Florida. I'm trying to get some assistance for my roof.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Roof on. I thought you might have been with them.
Okay. We're going to try to see what we can do about that, Billy. Okay? You take care of yourself.
Okay.
And it has been a pleasure.
Are you concerned with this?
I'm gonna pass this information to somebody who specializes in that, Billy, so they can help you on that. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Now?
You have a great weekend. Yes, as soon as we finish with the call here. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye bye.